With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. carries out more military action against targets in Yemen.
U.S. officials say Navy fighter jets struck Houthi insurgent sites in Yemen for the sixth time Friday. The targets were said to be anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and allies are protecting commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
They need to stop the attacks. If they don't, we'll continue to defend ourselves and make it harder for them to conduct them.
The Houthis say their attacks aim to end the Israeli air and ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, pro-life activists gather in Washington, D.C. to honor the unborn. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith says more needs to be done to protect the unborn despite the Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade decision.
As you all know, Dobbs conveyed the lawmakers newfound powers at every level, federal, state, and local, to save lives. We're greatly encouraged and filled with hope and resolve. Lives are being saved. Yeah, we'll have a setback here and there. Every human rights struggle does, but we are undeterred. We will not give up.
Speakers urge participants to keep fighting until abortion becomes unthinkable. Sports Illustrated has fired its entire staff after the owner had its publishing license revoked. The magazine came under fire recently after it was accused of publishing AI-generated stories under fake names. It also received a lot of flack for using men posing as women in its swimsuit issues. The sports magazine published its first issue in 1954. Wayfair is laying off 13% of its global workforce. The move will affect more than 1,600 employees, particularly people in corporate management and leadership positions. The online home goods retailer says it's trimming down management and cutting costs. This is SRN News. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says he believes America needs illegal immigration, and this is one of the reasons he gave.
The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
Pro-life activist Jerry Boyer is shocked.
What's notable about that isn't that he wants more illegal immigration. What's notable is that he, a liberal Democrat, acknowledges that we have an underpopulation problem. So we don't face a population bomb. We don't need to shrink global population to sustainable levels. Our economy actually needed the 70 million people we've aborted since Roe.
In fact, the U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for several years. Boyer made his comments on townhall.com. This is SRN News. A New York-based airline is investigating an engine malfunction on a cargo plane that had sparks shooting from the jet over Miami.
It's on fire.
Atlas Air says that Boeing 747 had just taken off from Miami International Airport, headed for Puerto Rico, when its crew reported an engine failure. On the ground below, using her cell phone, Melanie Adaros, out taking a walk with her mother Thursday night. She says sparks were shooting from one of the jet's engines, and she was worried about who was on board and if the plane was going to explode.
I hope they're okay. I wonder if they're doing an emergency.
The FAA says the Atlas Air cargo jet safely returned to Miami. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Kids dressing up as animals could be removed from Oklahoma public schools by animal control under a new bill. It takes aim at a subculture called furries. More details at SRNnews.com.